This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi reaffirmed the government's unwavering resolve to end the injustices faced by tribal communities and ensured that the benefits of development should reach them. He asserted that tribal welfare has always been the highest priority for their government. Mr. Modi made these remarks while launching development projects worth over 9,700 crore rupees in Dediyapara town of tribal-dominated Narmada district of Gujarat. These projects were launched on the occasion of Jan Jatiya Gaurav Divas, marking the 150th birth anniversary celebration of legendary tribal leader and freedom fighter Bhagwan Birsa Munda. Addressing a gathering, he said, tribal pride has been an integral part of India's consciousness for thousands of years. The Prime Minister stated that the government is working with a comprehensive approach to address every aspect of tribal life. Later last evening, addressing the Bihari community living in Surat, Gujarat, Mr. Modi expressed gratitude to the people of Bihar for giving the NDA a historic victory in assembly elections. He said, now Bihar is showing readiness to reach new heights of development, which has been seen in this election.
बिहार आज दुनिया भर में छाया हुआ है. दुनिया में कहीं जाइए, बिहार की टैलेंट आपको नजर आएगी. और ऐसा बिहार अब विकास में नई ऊंचाई को प्राप्त करने का मिजाज दिखा रहा है. इस चुनाव में उस मिजाज के दर्शन हुए हैं. बिहार की माताएं बहनें और बिहार के नौजवान महिला युवा, ये एक ऐसा माय कॉम्बिनेशन बना है जिसने आने वाले अनेक दशकों की राजनीति का नींव मजबूत कर दी है.
The Indian Air Force IAF will participate in the 8th edition of the bilateral air exercise Garud 25 in France from today. IAF will conduct this exercise with the French Air and Space Force till 27th of this month. The Ministry of Defence said that this exercise aims to refine tactics and procedures in a realistic operational environment. The ministry added that it also provides an opportunity for professional interaction, exchange of operational knowledge and sharing of best practices between the two air forces. During the exercise, the IAF's Su-30 MKI aircraft will operate alongside the French multi-role fighters in complex simulated air combat scenarios, focusing on air-to-air combat, air defense, and joint strike operations. The Delhi Crime Branch has filed two separate FIRs against Al Falah University, one for cheating and the other under sections of forgery. According to a Delhi police source, a team from the Crime Branch unit visited the university office in Okhla in the national capital yesterday. The Delhi police has also issued a notice to the university and requested certain documents from them. It said the FIRs were registered after University Grants Commission and the National Assessment and Accreditation Council flagged serious irregularities at the university during their reviews. The renowned Sabarimala Ayyappa Temple in Kerala will open today for the auspicious Mandala Makaravilakku pilgrimage season. The hill shrine is set to welcome lakhs of pilgrims seeking blessings and spiritual experience. Final preparations are now underway. A report.
The Sabarimala Temple will open this evening for the two-month-long Mandala Makaravilakku annual pilgrimage season. The pilgrimage begins tomorrow with the start of the Malayalam month of Vrichigam. The virtual queue system is active and spot booking counters are all set. Every day, 90,000 darshan slots will be available, of which 70,000 are through online booking and 20,000 through spot booking, ensuring smooth crowd management. Health, drinking water and sanitation facilities have been strengthened along the trekking route from Pamba to Sannidhanam. Police, Devasam staff and volunteers are in position. Mandala Puja will be held on December 27 and the Makaravilakku festival is on January 14. Anila Balakrishnan, Akashavani News, Thiruvananthapuram.
Greater Noida is set to host the World Boxing Cup Finals scheduled from today to November 20 at Shaheed Vijay Singh Pathik Sports Complex. The World Cup Finals is the season finale of World Boxing Cup Series 2025 following the three World Cup stages held early in Brazil, Poland and Kazakhstan. In men's cricket, South Africa will resume their second innings at 93 for 7 on day 3 of the first test match against India at Eden Gardens, Kolkata today. Themba Bavuma on 29, Akobin Bosch on 1 were at the crease when stumps were drawn last evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.